Hi there, Octavio. Thank you for holding. My name is Paul. I'm the Regional Pricing Director for Texas. Tara wanted me to get on the line to get you the details and answer questions that you have, also to apply a reduced rate for your business. Happy Wednesday, by the way. How's your day going so far?
It's going good. Just getting the morning started. You're
going to go to the job. Yeah, great. Oh, yeah, and Tara says you don't have a whole lot of time. Now, if it's something that you're interested in doing, it really only takes a few minutes now to get set up and scheduled. One thing that we would do is we would schedule a follow-up call from one of our technicians. That's where we, you know, we call it a client interview. That's where we get all the information that we need to promote your business, create a website for you. We would take care of all of that in a separate phone call. But Tara might have mentioned that our job right now is to find the company that we'll work with, and then we close out the category. Now, I know that Tara does a good job of outlining the basics of our service. It seems like this is something that you're interested in. You've looked into it. Did you have any questions for me at this point? I mean, other than price?
No, it's really just price, because I already know I was sure on wanting to get this done. I just needed to know the price. I mean, it's just depends
right
all on the price right now. Because,
gotcha.
Like, I am getting customers right now without, you know, having to pay for any advertisement. I've been passing out my business card. But
right.
I did want to see what it costs, you know, put myself out on the internet.
Yeah, so, you know, to get your business on Google, not just out on the internet. I mean, you could have a verified listing, but that's just a digital business card. To get your business on the first page where people would find you without already knowing the name of your company, when they're just typing in keywords related to the services that you provide, it requires that we verify you on both Google and Bing, that we create a Yelp listing, a Facebook page for your company, Super Pages, Manta, Chamber of Commerce. You would have almost 70 different destinations and directories known to the public and unknown, but all of them are equally important to Google and Bing. All of them talk about your services and your service area, and then link back to a website that we would build. That would ensure your placement on the first page, which is where people go. I mean, if you're on that first page, you get phone calls. If you're not on that first page, most likely your potential customer is going to call someone else before they even know that your business is in the area providing that service. So we don't want to just have you on the internet. We want to have you on that first page where people would find you. It's a flat rate month to month because you're a young company. You see a discounted rate. 50% off the normal cost of the service would save you $200 every month, and it would bring your rate down from what would have otherwise been $399 a month to a fixed flat rate of exactly $199. The $199 would be the exact amount. So unlike a lead-based service where you pay for every lead whether you get the job or not, $199, no taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees. The calls come to you, so you're not chasing down the same lead your competitors are chasing down. And keep in mind, the website is included. So we'll build it, host it, maintain it, and even update it for you, included at no additional cost. So, Octavio, this is a position that we're actively filling. Is that something that you would want for Contreras Lawn Care, that first page placement, the extra phone calls, the opportunity to, you know, get those lawns next to each other on the same street or right around the corner, kind of get as many jobs in as you can without having to drive around too much? Is that something that you would want for your business at this point?
Yes, I do want to get as many jobs as I can. It's just, you know, I'm going to be running around wasting a lot of gas and not making much profit if I do get one job like 30 miles from the other and I got to hit both of them in the same day, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I mean, especially with gas going up, I mean, you really want to get your jobs as close together as possible. And this is going to allow you to get the phone calls to pick and choose the work that's going to work into your route. And, of course, pretty much every new job you get is a recurring client. So you'll definitely be getting the opportunities to really kind of configure your route on a daily basis to where you're most effective, cost effective, getting as many lawns in without driving around. But you have to be on that first page first. I mean, that's where people go when they don't know who to call. That's the power of this particular listing. Most of the time for the services that we need, we don't always know who to call, right? And nobody bothers to call their dad anymore to find out who they should call. Nobody uses the yellow pages anymore. We just Google it. We jump on a smartphone. We hop on a computer. We type in a couple of keywords, and you're not going to be limited by keyword or search phrase. Whatever someone types in, as long as it's a service you provide, if they type in lawn care, lawn maintenance, lawn mowing service, or whatever they might type in, your business will pop up. They'll see the website that we build first, so they'll be able to see the before and after photos. They'll know that you do what they're looking for, and when they decide to call you, it's a very high conversion rate. They are basically hoping that you're available to do the job and already thinking if your price is fair, they want to hire you for your services. So again, it's very, very different than paying for leads and chasing down those leads. Are you still using that service? Tara attached the Angie's or the Home Advisor profile page here. I know that's a lead-based service, and you pay for every lead, whether you get the job or not. Is that a service that you're using currently? Are you paying for leads right now?
Yes, I am using that service right now. That's how I've been getting jobs.
Mm-hmm. Gotcha. Yeah, I mean, I hope you get at least some jobs out of it. I know that their job is to send and sell you leads, and then they do turn around and sell the leads that you get to six or eight of your competitors. So it's hard sometimes to get a high enough conversion rate, and since you are paying for every lead, you're inclined to take every job that you can get, everything that turns into work, you want to take it because you're paying for every single lead, whether you get the job or not. That makes it hard sometimes to configure your route in a way that's going to be most profitable for you. But with this, you get the phone calls coming to you. You can pick and choose the work that's going to be most profitable for you. You don't have to stop using the Angie's or Home Advisor, but a lot of my clients that have a lead-based service are more than happy to scale back on their leads, keep them paused more often, or cap them at a lower amount. Some of my clients shut their leads off altogether once we get their phone ringing. I think every business owner would prefer just to have a customer call them versus paying for a lead and chasing down that lead and fighting it out with your competitors. So, I mean, you know, Google's the world's largest electronic word-of-mouth system on the face of the planet. It's where we go when we don't know who to call. Every new customer that finds you through Google becomes a regular client for you and a traditional word-of-mouth stream where they can start to recommend you to their friends and family. So, I mean, even though you're a young company, right, just a couple of years in business, you can compete with the bigger, well-established businesses when you're on that first page. I mean, it's the old football adage, Octavio. On any given Sunday, the worst team can beat the best team as long as they're on the same playing field. Of course, that playing field in this case is the first page of Google. If you're not on that first page, it's hard to win. Most customers are just going to make that decision based off of what they see on that first page. But once we get you on that first page, you can easily compete and win the job from a bigger, well-established company. The companies that are on the first page are not there because they've been doing it the longest or have the biggest company or do the best job in town. They're just on that first page because they have more content relating to that search than their competitors have. Tara put in the notes here, you're kind of looking into how to do this. You know, Google does index almost 70 different destinations and directories. Most of them are things that people haven't even heard of. Opendi, Point.com, Solio, Telnav. We create that content not so your customers can see you there, but we create that content because those destinations and directories are as trusted by Google as something like a Yelp listing or a Facebook page. So all of that content is important. All of that content is going to help you to outrank your competitors and get you on that first page. It's a comprehensive program to put you and keep you right where people are looking, which is, of course, that first page. Now, you will get a detailed reporting and tracking system, so you'll be able to see exactly how much work you're getting, where that work is coming from. You'll see the breakdown of the keywords and search phrases you're listed for, how many times you're popping up on that first page for each search. You'll know which clients found you from the paid ads, the local map, individual directories, or from your website. Now, of course, most people will simply pick up the phone and call you directly, but there will be a contact form on the website that people can fill out, tell you where they're located and what they want to have done. When they fill out that form, Octavio, you do get a text message as well as an email, so you'll know right away when someone is trying to contact you. And whether they're calling you directly, as they most often will, or contacting you through your website, it's still that flat rate. You're not paying extra for those leads. And then anything they type into that form will also repopulate right on your tracking and your reporting. So you know how much work you're getting, you know where it's coming from, you even know who to follow up with. Now, did you have any questions for me at this point?
Yeah, so I did want to ask, So if there's any time that I feel like it's not working and I don't like and I want to opt out.
Sure.
No, not anything like that.
So it is at will, which means you can stop at any time for any reason, no questions asked, no fees involved. If you find that you get more work than you can take on, or if you want to go on vacation, you can pause the service too. If it's paused, we don't charge you during that time or after the fact. Everything is on pause. But yeah, it's at will, so you can stop at any time. Our job is just to keep your phone ringing and earn your business 1 month at a time.
Oh, you said that I can pause for a month at a time?
You can pause it as long as you need to. I mean, you can pause your service seasonally if you need to. You can pause it, you know, because you need to go out of town on vacation. You can pause it if you get more work than you can take on. You can pause it for 2, 3, 4, 5 months if you need to. Some of our clients, especially, you know, in the East Coast or the Northeast, where they really are impacted by weather, roofers and landscapers and lawn maintenance, you know, where the grass doesn't grow for 6 months of the year, you know, they might pause their service for half the year, and they only pay for the service when they're using it. So we would be able to pause the service for you as often as you need it to be paused. If you find that you want to stop the service altogether, you can do that too. No questions asked, no fees involved. But as long as you're using the service,
also,
as long as...
Also, I was going to ask, so do you, like, let's say I want to pause it for 2 weeks, and then I want to have it on that, okay, let's say for the month I want to pause it for the first 2 weeks because I'm going on vacation, then the next 2 weeks I want to resume it. Do y'all prorate it? Like, I'll only pay you $100 over...
Well, we would typically want to pause it for at least a month and then just credit you for the entire month. But what we would probably do versus prorating you and charge you for half a month, we would just push your billing out for 2 weeks. So it would just, like, today's date is, the 20th. If you decided to put it on a 2 week hold instead of billing on, let's say you started last month, and then you said today that you wanted to put it on a 2 week hold, instead of billing again today, if you called this yesterday, it would bill on May 4th instead of April 20th. So we would push your billing out for 2 weeks, you know, instead of prorating you for half the month.
Okay, so then basically I'm just going to end up paying that whole month, right?
No. You would not pay for 2 extra weeks. We would push your billing out for 2 weeks, and then it would bill starting on the 4th instead of the 20th. We would rather put your service on pause completely, meaning we would change we'd reset the billing date. So you still get a whole month plus the 2 or 3 weeks that it's on pause. We just don't say, okay, so it's still the same billing date, but you were paused for 2 weeks. Now it's only going to be, you know, $99 or whatever it is. We would keep the billing at $199 a month. It would bill on a month-to-month basis. So we would move your billing date out if you wanted to pause it for less than a month. If you want to pause it, we try to keep it, you know, paused for a month or 2 months or 3 months, that type of thing. It keeps billing consistent, so your billing date doesn't change. But if you wanted to pause it for 2 weeks, instead of prorating half the month, we would push it out for 2 weeks, reset your billing date. You would get basically 6 weeks for the same price of 4, that type of thing, if that makes sense.
Alrighty. That's really all I wanted to know. So I think I'm about ready.
I need about 5 minutes of your time. Yeah, it's $199 is an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges. The website's included. We'll build it, host it, maintain it, even update it for you at no additional cost, so we can use the photos you've got. As we send you more jobs, you can take more photos, and then we would be able to add that additional content down the road. No cost for us to do that. Like I said, the bulk of this conversation from here on out would be a follow-up call. I just need a little bit of information from you at this point. I see it listed as Contreras Lawn Care, right? That's how you want the business to be branded online?
Yes, sir, that sounds fine. It's just I'm here at the job, but as long as it'll take less than 5 minutes, then we can do it.
Yeah, real quick. The apostrophe on the Contreras, is that before the S or after the S? On the Angie's, it comes after.
It's after.
It is after? Okay, gotcha. And then the phone number we're speaking on, that's the one you want your customers to call, the 956-264-2028?
Yes, sir, that's correct.
perfect. I did see the 1202 Mile One East, but you're service-based and no one ever comes to you, right? That's not an address that we would promote for your business online?
Yes, there's not really an address.
That's fine. I mean, Google knows that most service-based businesses are run from the home. Even if we're a shop or a small office, since you don't see customers come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical address. They wouldn't want anyone to drive out there and try to knock on your door. And is your last name Contreras, like the business name?
Yes, sir.
Okay. And then, Octavio, what is a good email address, either for you or for your company?
It's Oki, O-K-I-E, and then Contreras.
Okay.
28@gmail.com.
@gmail.com. Perfect. And then when we contact you regarding your account, we do use phone, text, and email. Do you have a preference as to how we contact you? Phone, email, text, any of those, all of those?
No, any of them work fine.
Any of them are fine? Perfect. Okay. So we'll take a look at that client interview calendar in just a second here. And then again, that first payment is exactly $199. It would stay at that flat rate. Is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, or Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Visa.
Is it your name on the card, the business name, or both? How does that appear?
It's my name on the card, but it's Octavio Contreras Jr.
Jr. on the card. Okay. And then you said that was a Visa card. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
Okay. Let me get it super quick because I don't have my card with me, so I have to log into that. So is there any way that I could pay it, like, online? Because I don't have my card with me. Because I'm trying to look through the app to see if I can get my card number.
Okay.
I don't know if you can send me an invoice that I could pay.
If we send you out an invoice, if you're talking about, like, writing a check and having us process it, that type of thing, if we use the U.S. Postal Service because of the extra manpower and time associated with that, we do require a three-month prepay, and I think there's an extra $10 on top of that as a processing fee. But I've got enough information from you right now to put this on a soft hold. That's going to keep Tara and the other mapping coordinators from calling out through the area to fill the position for 2 hours. Would you be able to get that information before then, and I can give you a call back in about an hour and a half?
Yeah, I can go ahead and do that. You can give me a call back in an hour and a half.
Okay. And then, like I said, we'll take a look at the client interview calendar at that point. If you are available later today, we can schedule that follow-up call even before the end of the day here.
Yeah, no, that'll work.
Okay. All right. I'll give you a call back in about an hour, hour and a half or so. Like I said, I need about 5 minutes of your time at that point, and then we'll schedule that follow-up call with our interview technician.
All righty.
All right, Octavio. Looking forward to getting this going for you. Pretty excited. I'll check back in with you in just a little bit here.
All righty. Thank you.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.